You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Joining us right now is Andre Bilodeau. And Andre Bilodeau has a child who was a student at Jeb Stuart High School in Fairfax, Virginia. Now, there has been a movement underway since 2015 to change the name of that high school. And it is apparently getting quite contentious. And that is one of the reasons why his son recently transferred out of Jeb Stuart High School. And we're going to get the story from him right now. Andre Bilodeau, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning?
Hi, good morning, Mary. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
So tell us what happened. And I want to go into a little bit more about what you may know, because the Daily Caller is carrying a story that about some emails that were obtained from a Freedom of Information Act regarding the goings-on behind the scenes with this. So your son was a student at this high school and transferred out. Tell us why.
Yeah, that's true. I'll tell you, I came out here in the military, and I finalized nearly 30 years of service, and I was stationed close enough to be part of Jeb Stuart, and happily so. I was excited to see Jeb Stuart. It seemed like a real good mix. The athletic teams and everything was pretty good. But after our first year, it just seemed like the tension started to ramp up, and a small group of students were being incentivized, it seems, by a couple teachers who were actual activists. They were producing videos at that school and circulating them, such that they were making claims that Jeb Stuart hated black people, that he was a murderer of black people. And this video was getting upwards of 4,000 views, and nobody was stopping it. And then the school district, under the leadership of the current president, circulated a survey, and it seemed like it was very sudden that this name had to change. And so I ended up joining a small group of volunteers, and we wrote a couple letters, said, hey, your survey seems lopsided. It doesn't really fill in the blanks about Jeb Stuart, and yet it pushes for change. And we wrote these letters, and nothing happened. And then they had meetings, and we tried to speak, and we wouldn't be selected to speak. And then they removed a county-produced, county-paid-for video called What's in a Name that gave a very positive, very objective view of Jeb Stuart about how the name came, why it was named as such, and a little bit about the man, and that disappeared from the public view. The good news is that we had made a copy before it was removed, and that caused kind of a media sensation some time ago. But the whole thing started to cascade into a lot of politics, and it got very ugly very quickly. So we've been at this for about 2 years now. In the meantime, the school itself had lost its certification, and it was just coming back under a great principal, by the way. I'll give her credit where credit's due. But to the small group of activists, teachers, and their students, they were getting awards for bringing this up and incentivizing the tensions. Now, some of the tension is deserved. You know, there's some history there that needed to be explored. But they wanted to get a college application going, and this seemed to be the path for success for them. But then a book came out. Sorry, go ahead.
So at what point did this start to impact your student?
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, it was just the school was just coming back from losing their certification. The issues with the activist teachers were going on, and then I think the final straw is my son got very upset when this group convinced the football team and the cheerleaders to take a knee during the national anthem at his football game. Mm-hmm. And so I'd say 70% of the students and the cheerleaders took a knee, and they were very proud of themselves for doing that. At that point, and I knew this was going to be an issue. That wasn't going to go away real soon, and I just saw tension in the future. So I went ahead and transferred him, and I'm still working with the school board and this group. And matter of fact, it's kind of what I do as my living. I work around the country, and I help schools that are changing their name, bring education our slogan is education, not eradication. And typically we work with Native American schools and theme schools and that kind of thing. We're around the country, there are dozens of schools under pressure to change their name as well. So we started seeing a lot of the same patterns happening at Jeb Stuart, outside activists coming in, kind of a dishonest school board approach. They weren't educating the students as to what's going on, and they were removing educational information. So all these things were kind of lining up as what looked like a propaganda operation.
Mm-hmm. And we now know, due to this Virginia Freedom of Information Act, according to the Daily Caller, that there were emails that show that the school board chair, Sandy Evans, supposedly worked heavily with a small group of local activists, as you're alleging, to coordinate the name change movement in the past 2 years. And they include NAACP leaders George Abler, Ralph Cooper, and Steven Spitz, and George Waters, who is a Democratic activist in Northern Virginia. And again, this is all in the Daily Caller.
Yeah, that's true, and that's just scratching the surface. I'm telling you, Mary, there's a lot more to it. If you look at the national footprint as to what is being done, to include groups like Black Lives Matter and NAACP, in Texas, for instance, we did a FOIA dump there, too, and we discovered that, sure enough, the NAACP was behind the scenes, kind of fomenting these changes and supporting those who would call for change, despite what the community wanted. And they're in the midst of a lawsuit, and it's cost them well over $1 million right now. And
well, I mean, but if the NAACP wants to get involved in this, and it is certainly their right, the thing that troubles me is apparently there are some indications that the cost of changing the name could be quite expensive, and there's been a decided effort to hide the cost of such a name change from the public as they're discussing this matter.
Yeah, and that's really the big thing. We're trying to teach our students in the IB programs to be honest, have some academic basis of what you're doing, and look at both sides of the issue. In this case, what we're seeing really is a microcosm of bad politics, and it's upsetting to the parents and the students, and it's caused trouble. If you look at this from a student-centric perspective, there's more division at that school than ever, and it's unfortunate because the students themselves don't know much about Jeb Stuart, and they don't know much about the history surrounding the school. We know this from surveys that were done. And so what they're trying to do politically is having a lot of tension down at the lower levels. And they've been invited to this committee to change the name. They're not even part of the Jeb Stuart community. So we have these activists have been officially invited to take part in a committee that was supposed to be essentially
right.
the community.
Right.
And they outnumber those
right.
parents and those who actually belong to Jeb Stuart community.
Well, Andre Bilodeau, we have to leave it right there. Thank you so much for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.